local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Trying to think of an intro that would fit John's like era. Like what is it? Yeah, what is it that like people your age would say? Like, what's good in the neighborhood? What's cooking good looking?
My era.
Era.
Okay, I got
Era. What? Okay, I'm 23, so I'm not going to ask you your age, but right. Let me ask you this. Are you old enough to remember a time that I wasn't alive?
True.
There you go.
True story.
Yeah, different eras. Mm-hmm. There are things you remember that I wasn't even on this earth for.
That's right.
Different eras.
I know, very.
All right. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Austin and John in the studio with you, if you haven't put that together by now. Just about 6:12, we'll get things started right away with our top three stories here. The Harrison-Trump campaigns holding dueling events in key swing states this week. Today, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, met with law enforcement officials in Shelby Township in Michigan. He's now in Wisconsin as Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are holding an event in the state as well. And Harris and Walz are also holding an event in Detroit this evening.
That's right. President Biden is actually giving his first interview since he decided to drop out of the 2024 election. He sat down with CBS's News Robert Costa at the White House today for an interview. The entirety of the interview hopefully will air on CBS's News Sunday morning this weekend, with excerpts being released this evening with no edits. The two covered topics, including his decision to step aside and endorse President Kamala Harris, Vice President, to succeed him, as well as his outlook on the nation.
Well, it's easy to get mixed up here. I mean, we're talking about vice president, but she is running for president, and we're talking about her appointing her vice president, Tim Walz, you know. So it's a bit difficult here. And honestly, it was something that was trending. It was a clip of Joe Biden talking to a reporter or something. And he's like, you're still stuck with me for like 90, 100 days. Right. You know, I'm still your president. And I did. When I watched that clip, I kind of thought for a moment, yeah, he is, isn't he? You do. You forget that. Because the biggest story surrounding him has been, I'm not running for reelection. And now it's all about Harris and Walz. Mm-hmm. And it's all about what Trump and Vance are saying about Harris and Walz. It's like, yeah, Biden has really, I've never seen a president just collapse from public eye quite like he has.
In the basement. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. Speaking of presidents, both past and present, an Arizona grand jury that indicted allies of Donald Trump related to trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election was also interested in indicting the former president. According to a new court filing, the grand jury was asked not to indict him by the state's attorney general's office. The court filing was first reported by the New York Times, and the request to not indict Trump was based on a Justice Department policy that doesn't allow federal prosecutors or state prosecutors to separately charge the same people for the same conduct that's being alleged. So,
isn't that double jeopardy anyway?
I don't know. That's the thing. I was saying it last hour. With all the stuff that has been thrown his way legally, it's right. Like, and other states are bringing this against him or that against him, and he's dealing with a trial here and there. It's like, yeah, them talking about federal prosecutors and state not being able to separately charge for the same stuff. I mean, I could see that, and it seems like with all the stuff thrown at him, he dodged this. Woo! Mm-hmm. Just barely dodged that, but everything else, they're throwing the book and seeing what sticks. All right. Before we get our first quick check of the roads and weather here, this is a very important time to say it's traffic and weather updates brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today. Again, that is progressive.com for more information. All right. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups. It's not nearly as bad as it was in hours 1 and 2 this evening. It was pretty miserable on the roads in some of these spots. But most of it's looking all right. We do have some backup still on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area and approaching Highway 87. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's been pretty straightforward. 93 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory still in effect. As we get into tonight, that heat advisory will officially be lifted with a low of 81, mostly clear skies. But tomorrow, it's going to be right back where we left off. Another heat advisory is going to come in with a high of 98. John, what's going on locally, man?
Well, the changing parking situation in downtown Pensacola has been confusing for a lot of folks. Mayor D.C. Reeves was a guest this morning on Pensacola Morning News to make some clarifications and answers listeners' questions. And the podcast is available on the News Radio 92.3's website if you'd like to go hear the full entire interview. He's got some of the biggest topics about the blue lots owned by the city and the red ones that are not. He tried to make the color distinction so, you know, we'd all figure that out. Also, if you have a handicap placard, this was a big thing this morning, you want to have to pay for parking on city-owned spaces, even if you're not in a designated handicap parking space.
Yeah, and I mean, you were here this morning for Pensacola Morning News. Yeah. You're back at your usual post there. And I mean, you said he was there for about an hour, correct?
Yeah, he was there with us for an hour.
Yeah, okay, so he spoke to the people for an hour, and he answered some very hard-hitting questions. So
he
if I were to tie my own bow on this, it'd be if you somehow get a fine or your vehicle towed, I guess that's on you. I don't know. A Century man is facing drug charges after meeting an undercover cop in Flomaton to buy drugs. 38-year-old Brandon Jackson was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and attempting to elude an officer. Atmore Police Department Sergeant Daryl McMahon, said an undercover agent contacted Jackson to arrange to purchase narcotics, and they agreed to meet in Flomaton. Jackson fled, however, when police exited their vehicle in uniform. Jackson was booked into the Escambia County Detention Center in Bruton without bond.
Sounds like an episode of Cops, anyway. Residents near Eglin Air Force Base will soon experience some nightly aircraft noise as the night flying operations will begin next week. According to an Eglin Air Force Base news release, night flying operations will be conducted by the 58th Fighter Squadron August 12th through the 14th. Officials explain the missions are scheduled to happen between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
And the Waterfront Rescue Mission in Pensacola is opening Hope for Her. It's a shelter program dedicated to supporting homeless women in Escambia County. The facility will provide overnight shelter for up to 49 single women each night with access to bathrooms, cleaning supplies, so on and so forth. Women, who make up an average of 29% of the homeless population nationally, are particularly vulnerable due to factors such as economic instability, domestic violence, and the lack of affordable housing.
That's right. Even though the city of Pensacola bought the Pensacola Motor Lodge in Cervantes with plans to rehabilitate it as a low-income or transitional housing, a developer wants to demolish the site and start from scratch. Smith & Hensley Affordable Group proposed a four-story complex with 84 units. The development manager says funding would be contingent on qualifying for a military tax credit. To meet that requirement, 50% of the units would go to veterans in active duty, while 5% would go to homeless vets. Area median income would also play a role in qualifying for housing. Council members were impressed, but want more assurances that others will be welcome there. The developer says that's a certainty if the financing is approved. For now, property will remain as is, and if the deal falls through, the city could still look at redoing the site.
And Patrick Emanuel, one of the namesakes of the law firm Emanuel Shepherd & Condon, has passed away at the age of 104. He was born in Pensacola on January 25th, 1920, and grew up in Cottage Hill in North Escambia. Throughout his life, of course, Patrick was extensively involved in civic activities in the Pensacola community. My goodness, I mean, what a full life to live there. 104, that's wild. Just about 6:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got state and national news for you. If you thought the local slate was loaded, just wait until you get a load of state and national. We got a lot going on here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our hope sponsors include Autumn Beck Blackledge, PLLC.
Bill Sheffield Realty.
Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
International Paper.
And Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. August is here, and that means college football is just around the corner. Join us on August 8th on the Pensacola Extra Panel to learn more about the upcoming football season and what you can expect from our West Florida Argonauts. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Extra Panel on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I am a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for Conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Typically, we have pretty long traffic and weather updates as of recently, but at around this time every afternoon, they're not as bad. So, since it's not exactly 6:25, I'll just get our top local state story out of the way, and then I'll tackle traffic and weather just for the sake of staying on time.
Okay.
The power is slowly turning back on for Florida communities who were hit the hardest by Debbie earlier this week. There were reportedly more than 30,000 utility customers without electricity earlier this afternoon. Majority of the people impacted are in the Big Bend area, of course. That's where Debbie made landfall. At the peak of the storm, roughly 100,000 homes were without power. All right, 20 seconds out from 6:25. Now we'll get traffic and weather here. In our last update, the only problem we had was on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound. That's if you were coming from the Windhaven Beach area, traveling towards Highway 87. We still do have some backups over there, but it is slowly but surely starting to break up. As for the weather, I ought as well write it on a piece of paper. I've been saying the same thing all evening. 93 degrees in Pensacola, heat advisory. As we get into tonight, it's going to be mostly clear skies with a low of 81, and tomorrow's going to have a high of 98, tossing us right back into another heat advisory. All right. John, what else is going on in state headlines, my man?
Well, the Highway Patrol's cracking down on drivers who illegally customize their license plates, like our very own Austin Lloyd. FSU stickers everywhere.
The agency you said the wrong name. You said a different last name, and you said a different team. It's Austin Price in Wake Forest. You said Austin Lloyd in Florida State.
Yeah, I know. It's late. I've been up since 4 a.m. So anyway, they're trying to raise awareness of a state law prohibiting people from airbrushing, vinyl wrapping, or just altering their plates. Authorities say the altered tax could potentially impact validation stickers. Violators could face a $60 fine and 3 points on their driver's license. FHP says citations for unlawful alterations have increased by nearly 100% over the last 4 years.
Mm. And in the city of Jacksonville, there is some consideration over an emergency bill designed to pay tribute to the victims of a deadly mass shooting last year. Council members are expected to discuss the measure at today's meeting that would place a historic marker in the city's Grand Park neighborhood. If approved, the marker would be installed about a half block away from the Dollar General, where a gunman killed 3 black customers. The plan is to start putting up the memorial on August 25th, just a day before the one-year anniversary of the incident.
And Florida's largest insurance provider is trying to raise its rates. State regulators met last week to discuss an average 14% hike requested by Citizens Property Insurance. Leaders with the state-backed insurer approved the increase for more than 1 million policyholders earlier this summer. Company CEO says the change is designed to reduce the risk of assessments on non-citizen policyholders and to help the insurance market recover. The state is expected to make a final decision later this month. If approved, the change would take effect in January.
And the Martin County Sheriff's Office is investigating after anti-Semitic materials were found by residents in their driveways and front yards. Sheriff William Snyder says dozens of homeowners in the Port Salerno neighborhood discovered the packets on Monday night. Plastic baggies are filled with more than 20 pieces of what he calls ugly anti-Semitic literature. He'll work with the state attorney's office to ensure that whoever was responsible will be punished through a state law that took effect last year, which makes it a crime to leave hateful materials on a person's private property. Before that, the only thing someone could be charged with was littering. I guess now there's going to be more tacked onto that. However, so far, no arrests have been made. Here nationally, House Speaker Mike Johnson predicts that Republicans will win big in November. In an interview with The Hill, he said he was pleased with Kamala Harris's decision to pick Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. He said the two can't hide from their record, adding that he's bullish about the GOP's chances of expanding its majority in the House and taking the Senate. Donald Trump, meanwhile, said that he could not be more thrilled with Walz on the ticket, and Republicans are accusing Walz of being a radical liberal.
The Carolinas are bracing for a second landfall from Tropical Storm Debbie. It's expected to do so tonight or early tomorrow morning in South Carolina before heading north into North Carolina, Virginia, and forward. Forecasters say Debbie could be the wettest landfall hurricane ever. Storm has been blamed for at least 6 deaths since making landfall Monday as a Cat 1 storm in Florida's Big Bend area.
Mm. And Vice President Kamala Harris, her campaign is up $36 million in the 24 hours after announcing Tim Walz as her running mate. This comes after a massive fundraising month for the Harris campaign, raising over $200 million in just the week after President Biden announced he wouldn't seek re-election. Trump reportedly pulled in $137 million in July.
That's right. A homeless encampment with several families is getting word to clear out in California, but they have nowhere to go. Many of the families are migrants from Central and South America. The encampment is in San Diego's Cesar Chavez Park near Perkins Elementary School, which has been trying to help the families. Principal Fernando Hernandez says all the shelter beds are full. The posted notices are coming after an executive order from Governor Gavin Newsom. Port of San Diego says it's trying to use compassion, but it must follow the law.
Yeah, and I mean, it is. It's just, you know, it's the classic debate of, okay, well, where does the politics end and the, you know, the humanity begin, right? Like, you gotta, and that's why it's such a touchy issue, because you have to kind of juggle morals and politics with something like that. So that's, yeah, that's very problematic there. And lastly here, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is accusing Walz of stolen valor. During a campaign event in Detroit, Vance claimed Walz abandoned his unit in the National Guard just before it was deployed to Iraq. Vance also accused Walz of falsely claiming he carried a weapon during war, arguing that Walz never spent a day in combat. Listen, I understand that Republicans, you know, they drive big on the whole veteran thing, and they, you know, J.D. Vance, he himself has served. Mm-hmm. We know that. But still, though, I would say it's bold to accuse him of stolen valor, especially if that's something that can easily be refuted or debunked. So I don't know. I guess we'll see how that turns out. Walz may not even acknowledge it. 6:30 here, Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now and the CBS Sports Minute. When we return, we got some sports headlines of our own, including an Olympic medal update and some stuff going on in college football.
Fox News, Fox Tom Bergani, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance rallying in the same states and in one state at the same time. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
Harris and her new VP nominee, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, continuing their battleground tour in Wisconsin and Michigan. Former President Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, visiting the same two states, is trying to halt their momentum, crossing paths with Harris's plane at the airport in Wisconsin and trolling her for not talking to the media.
Tropical Storm Debbie doing its share of damage in the Southeast. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says federal agencies are working to help communities in need.
The Biden-Harris administration remains in close touch with officials from affected states, and FEMA has over 600 staff in the region to assist as needed.
Debbie is expected to move up the East Coast. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Mortgage interest rates dropped last week to the lowest level since May of 2023, and that caused a surge in mortgage demand from both home buyers and current home owners. Total mortgage application volume rose nearly 7% last week compared with the previous week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. On after rebounding sessions the past few days, stocks took a tumble today. The Dow fell 234 points, while the S&P 500 dropped 40, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ slid by 171 points. CVS Health reporting second quarter earnings that beat their expectations, but it didn't stop the pharmacy chain from slashing their full-year profit outlook. It marks the third consecutive quarter that the company has lowered its 2024 profit guidance. U.S. oil futures for September crude were rising today more than 3% at one point to around $75.40 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. For three seasons, Nick Sirianni has been to the playoffs three times with one Super Bowl appearance. However, last year after a 10-1 start, Sirianni's team collapsed, his locker room was a mess, and he didn't have a healthy relationship with his QB. Philadelphia is the talent to win it all, but with how last year ended, they shouldn't have continued to gamble on Nick, and instead should have hired Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, and Mike Vrabel. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet, because we believe that everyone deserves hard-working tools at hard-working prices, and that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Continued our behind-the-scenes tour of the USS McCool, looking at the medical facility and why an amphib has to also be a hospital. Spent an hour talking with Mayor D.C. Reeves about parking, lots of your questions and lots of his answers. Also talked about the popular uprising pushback at the Escambia County Commission meeting last week over proposals for a warehouse at OLF 8. And our frivolous topic of the day, which was paperclip, staple, or binder clip. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's been pretty smooth sailing on the road so far this hour. We do have some backups. This is going to be on Palafox Street. If you're traveling southbound approaching Cervantes, or if you're traveling northbound coming from Cervantes, so backups heading both ways there, but especially southbound approaching the downtown area, we do have some backups over there. Outside of that, it's just going to be just a little bit of backups now on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach approaching Highway 87. Outside of those couple spots, there's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time. As for the weather, it's 93 degrees in Pensacola. I think when we started out this evening, it was 95, so it's crept ever so slightly down. Tonight's low is going to be 81 degrees, mostly clear skies, and we'll get out of this heat advisory until tomorrow, of course, when we're going to be tossed into another one with a high of 98. John, what's going on in sports, man? I'll do the medals update in a moment, but first I want to give a preamble as to what's led up to the medal count. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, preamble.
Yeah, I know. I'm insane.
These are
right
big
now.
Words.
I know. I'm learning. Isn't it awesome? But yeah, man, what's going on in women's basketball?
Well, the U.S. women's basketball team is continuing towards an eighth consecutive Olympic gold medal. U.S. squared off against Nigeria today in the quarterfinals of the Paris Olympics. Winning 88-74, the U.S. has an active win streak of almost 60 games. And while Nigeria is the first African team, male or female, to make the quarterfinals in basketball in Olympics history.
Mm. And also, the U.S. added two more gold medals yesterday in women's track and field. Gabby Thomas dominated the women's 200-meter race to claim the gold, while teammate Brittany Brown won bronze. St. Lucia's? How do you pronounce
that? St. Lucia.
Lucia. Okay, I think I said Lucia last hour.
You
St. St. Lucia's Julian Alfred took silver. Elsewhere, Annette Kanika Echikunwoke won silver in the women's hammer throw, while Cole Hawker won gold and Jared Nagus earned bronze in the men's 1500 meter. Several more medals will be handed out in athletics today, including the men's 400 meter.
And in men's volleyball, the United States will have to settle for a bronze medal at best in the tournament. Team USA was topped by Poland in 5 sets at the Paris Olympics. The U.S. dropped the first set before taking 2 and 3. Matthew Anderson led the red, white, and blue with 24 points. Aaron Russell chipped in with 20 points and a team-high 13 blocks. The Americans will look to add to their total medal count when they battle for the bronze Friday morning.
All right, looking at, it was talking about how we had the men's 400 meter tonight. That has been completed, and the U.S. won gold in that. Quincy Hall won that one. That's what I'm seeing here. So either that is either the Google search engine is full of fake news, or that is what we have there. So that's pretty awesome. Anyway, the reason why we're bringing all of this up before giving the medal update is because that all played a role in the medal count. So with how we're sitting currently, the U.S. leads the charge in total medals. We have for a while. I don't see us relinquishing the lead at all. We have 94 total medals. Second place is China with 65. So we almost have a 30 medal edge there. But it's been a tight race for gold. China is still trying to hang on. They're just two behind us. We have 27. They have 25. Third place for total medals is France with 51. And third place for gold medals is Australia with 18. So it's a battle between America and China for gold there. But America still has a narrow lead. America number one, baby, even if it's by inches. All right.
America.
Yeah, there you go. All righty, looking at some college football notes here. College football here. College football, yes. Former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh being punished by the NCAA for his role in an impermissible recruiting investigation in 2021. Mind you, this is not the Connor Stallion stuff that we touched on earlier this week. This is something else. Harbaugh has been hit with a 4-year show cause order and a 1-year suspension. We'll get into what that means in a minute. The suspension is for violating head coach responsibility obligations, unethical conduct, and a failure to promote, quote, an atmosphere of compliance. The violations happened during a COVID-19 dead period. However, Harbaugh left Michigan after winning last season's national title, and he's now the head coach of the Chargers in the NFL. The show cause means that if Harbaugh is hired by a college program during the period, he will be suspended for the first year of his new employment. Let me ask you this, John. This is not in the script. It's just a conversational piece. Do you think Michigan is going to have anything, but especially their national title run last year, do you think any of it's going to be vacated? And
no,
if so,
it's
okay,
not.
Why not?
Just because it was the head coach and not the team that did it.
Yeah.
You know, precedents have been set by other schools. I get it. They lose scholarships, yada, yada, yada. But you know what? This all involves him.
Right.
You know, and head coaches in the past have been admonished, you know, punished, or however you want to say it. But if the team was involved in something, I would get that. I would say yes. But I think everything stays.
Right. Well, the thing is, a lot of people kind of frown on the retroactive vacations and removals. You know, a lot of people say, hey, look, it doesn't change what happened. Same thing with Reggie Bush's Heisman.
Right.
Yeah, okay, sure. He was the beneficiary of some unlawful stuff in the NCAA back then. But it's like, doesn't change what he did on the field. Doesn't change how much money the sport made off of him.
That's right.
You know, it's like the least he can do is keep, you know, that piece of metal that we call a Heisman Trophy. That's why, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, this is stupid. But I told Jake earlier this week, when you look at who's complaining about this incident, like in particular, Ohio State fans are whining. Alabama fans are whining.
Well, of course.
Alabama shouldn't have been in the playoff to begin with. Ohio State had a chance to beat Michigan without Harbaugh in the toughest spot of Michigan's schedule. They had just gone to Penn State without Jim Harbaugh, just gone to an 8-win Maryland without Jim Harbaugh. Then they had to host an unbeaten OSU, and OSU still dropped the ball. No one cares if y'all are upset. Nobody gives a hoot. And then you've got the teams like the Purdue's of the world who don't tip the scale at all.
Right.
I guarantee you, if you're a Purdue, if you're a Michigan State, if you're an Iowa who doesn't have an offense, Michigan did not need signs to beat you, okay? They could have fielded 8 people on field every snap. They still would have demolished you. That's the truth. So a lot of people, when you look at the teams that are complaining especially, nobody cares. So I don't think anything's going to be vacated, at least nothing drastic.
No.
And I think if it is, you know, some people are going to celebrate, but most people are going to roll their eyes, and I'm going to belong to the latter. All right, really quickly here, MLB score update. Marlins beating the Reds 5-0. We also have the Braves beating the Brewers 2-0. So we got that Marlins game, I should have said. That's in the top of the fourth right now. They're up 5-0 in the top of the fourth, and the Braves are up 2-0 in the top of the second. And just another score here that we'll give an update on. Padres and Pirates, that game's on FS1 right now. That's in the top of the fourth. The Pirates are up 3-1 on the Padres there.
And I do believe the Astros beat the Rangers.
You're a Rangers fan, correct?
Oh, I am, but I have the scores that pop up on my phone showed you, but,
I thought you were showing me the time.
No, I was showing you Cincinnati 0, Marlins 5 in the top of the fourth.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the thing. And I think my Guardians lost today, right? But you know what? I just had the MLB thing up. Like, why don't I just look again? I'm too lazy to pull it back up. All right. Yes. As far as games that have already finished, the Astros beat the Rangers 6-4, and the Diamondbacks beat the Guardians 7-3. So we're both losers. All right. 6:45. Another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We did have some backups lingering on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That is still the case. And we also had an accident report. If you're traveling on Gulf Breeze Parkway, this is going to be if you're approaching Sunrise Drive. However, that congestion doesn't reach very far. So outside of those couple spots, there's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time. As for the weather, 93 degrees in Pensacola, heat advisory. Yes. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of 81, and tomorrow is going to be just as hot, if not hotter. High of 80 would be beautiful. High of 98, and another heat advisory. All righty. Health, business, and science notes. This is a good segue story. Roku is coming off the bench. On Wednesday, the company revealed that it's launching a 24/7 sports channel. The ad-supported station will be free and feature live MLB games. It will also include original programming featuring other leagues, such as the NFL, NBA, and WNBA, among others. Roku Sports Division Head Joe Franzetta called it a curated, always-on channel, noting that sports is one of the most watched genres for the company. Viewers can start tuning in to the channel on Monday. John, what else is going on in health, business, and science, my friend?
Well, vaccine skepticism is rising in the U.S. thanks to the COVID-19 mandate. According to a Gallup poll, fewer American adults say it's important to get children vaccinated today than in recent years. Just 40% of the respondents said it's extremely important for parents to get their kids shots, compared to 58% who said the same in 2019. Americans are also now much less likely to say the government should require kids to be vaccinated, down from 62% in 2019 to 51% now. And I think that has to do with the COVID-19 mandate.
Of course it does. You know, absolutely. I mean, especially
the correlation.
Yeah, that's the thing, especially with them comparing it to like right before COVID. I mean, 2019 levels. I will say, I think one reason why we're hearing more, because there was always the vaccine theorists. That's always been a demographic. However, I think it's gotten much louder with COVID because, first of all, COVID came on very suddenly. The vaccine came on very suddenly. Mm-hmm. And we live in an era now where people question everything. They will read anything online, right, depending on where you look.
And believe it.
Yeah. And the COVID stuff, COVID itself had a very questionable breach, right? Because you hear about the lab in China and yada yada yada. So it's just, I understand it's a scary situation. It's kind of a weird one. But the numbers have grown and it's got to be because of COVID. No surprise there at all. Americans have a massive amount of household debt and continue to rack it up at a breakneck pace.
That's like that.
Quite aggressive, yes. Total household debt has now reached over $17 trillion. The debt is mostly being driven by soaring costs for food, housing, and auto loans. No surprise standouts there. We do have one here, though. WalletHub reports that Boston, North Las Vegas, and Madison, Wisconsin are the cities where Americans are adding the most debt. Very strange, odd man out there.
Right. We understand Vegas.
Yes.
We get that.
We get Boston. Right. I mean, huge city. One of the biggest in America. Madison, Wisconsin. It's a big city for that part of the country. There's a lot that goes on there, sure. College town, a big one. But I don't know. You wouldn't expect Wisconsin, just that state, period, to be anywhere near the top. But hey, you learn something new every day. And speaking of something that's not really new but appreciated, John, you remember this.
Tell us
about these McDonald's glasses, huh?
Well, McDonald's will give customers a chance to walk down memory lane with its latest special meal offering. Hopefully it's not $20. The collector's meal goes on sale August 13th. And will feature six collectible cups that are reminiscent of the glasses the fast food chain sold in the 80s and 90s. Cup designs will spotlight classic McDonald's giveaways such as Barbies, no, Hot Wheels, yes, Beanie Babies, no, Jurassic Park, and Shrek. The breakfast version of the meal will come with a sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich, hash browns, and a hot coffee. Spilling yourself. Meanwhile, during lunch, the meal will come with either a 10-piece chicken McNugget or a Big Mac yummy sauce along with fries and a soft drink.
Yeah, I love how you read this like an 8-year-old boy. Barbie? No. Hot Wheels? Yeah. Cars are cool.
Well, that's what I remember down memory lane.
Yes, that was your memory lane. That is fair. I mean, still, this is, yeah, Barbie, thumbs down. Hot Wheels, thumbs up. And Beanie Babies, eh. 6:50. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we got some pop culture notes for you, followed by wacky stories and good news to round out this Wednesday evening.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me.
Very edgy end to the show. That
I can tell.
That song choice there. I knew it's a song I had played before. We've played that one several times. It's a Hoobastank song, and I'm just like, I like Hoobastank. We'll slap him on there. Yeah, I forgot that that was slightly dreary. All right. You're listening to Pensacola right now. You know what? I'm gonna hype it up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, welcome back.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That was amazing.
Voice for radio there. See, at that point, you don't even know that you were listening to the depression that was that Hoobastank song. All right, 6:53. Getting into some pop culture notes, though. Talking about Hoobastank is a good segue here. Security is being stepped up for Taylor Swift's concerts in Austria this weekend following arrests connected to an alleged terror plot. Austrian officials said that two suspects were taken into custody today. One of the two suspects is a 19-year-old Austrian citizen who allegedly pledged allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State. Yeah, that's not good there. Officials said one of the focuses of the 19-year-old for the alleged planned attack was Swift's Vienna concerts. So Swift is scheduled to perform Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Each concert is expected to draw around 65,000 fans with another 10 to 15K outside. So, I mean, obviously that's a bullet dodged for sure.
And an update to that story is she canceled Thursday's and Friday's show.
Oh, really?
Out of abundance of caution.
When did that news break?
Just a little while ago.
Okay, well, I was about to say, did it break since we covered the story an hour or two?
Yes.
Okay, thank goodness. Because that
makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yes, that makes me seem like I know what I'm doing over here.
Also, Adam Sandler will release a Netflix comedy special later this month. It's about time. Love You, Mark Sandler's first comedy special since 2018. It will reunite him with Joss Sadie, who directed Sandler and Uncut Gems alongside his brother Benny. Netflix released a trailer today. Love You will appear August 27th on Netflix.
Mm. It will appear. It'll just
magically appear.
Yeah, it'll pop up one day. Just about 6:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather before we send you on your way this evening. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour. It looks like that's still the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's 93 degrees in Pensacola. Still got that heat advisory going on, but it will die down soon. I think it basically officially ends at a about 5 minutes. So that's good. But when we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of 81, mostly clear skies. So that's pretty forgivable. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 98, though, and we are going to be thrusted right back into another heat advisory. So be prepared for that. All righty, carrying on with some pop culture notes here. Jack Black says that his comedy rock duo Tenacious D will be back after his partner made a controversial comment about Donald Trump's assassination attempt. Look, you could make a joke 2 months after the attempt, and people will say, hey, man, that too soon, right? This guy, like, made the joke same day of the assassination attempt. While on stage, Kyle Gass made a birthday wish of don't miss Trump next time, which prompted Black to cancel their tour. But he has since told Variety that he and Gass have spoken since, and the two are still friends. Black added that they will be back when it feels right.
That's right. A controversial statue of Marilyn Monroe in Palm Springs, California is moving after a public outcry. The 26-foot-tall, get this, 26-foot-tall Forever Marilyn statue depicting Monroe's famous skirt scene for the 1955 movie The Seven-Year Itch has been criticized by locals since it was brought up. They say it is inappropriate, especially for children, because the backside of her underwear is shown in plain view. Visitors disagreed with the concern, saying it's a great place to take photos. Statue's not moving far from the main street of downtown. She'll be tucked away at the back of the 1.5-acre property away from the sidewalk.
It's going to be pretty difficult to
hide 26 feet.
Well, yeah, to make a 26-foot statue subtle. I will say, look, I get it. I've since looked up the statue because I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about. Statues freak me out, so underwear or not, I'm not getting anywhere near this thing.
Statues freak you out?
Statues, I don't care for them, no.
Why?
Because they're big and humanoid. It makes me feel small and vulnerable.
Well, that, okay.
You ever seen a statue in the dark? No bueno. Like the Statue of Unity is the tallest statue in the world.
Right.
You think I'm getting anywhere near that thing?
Yeah.
No.
I think you need some help there.
I need some desensitization?
Yeah, clowns and stuff like that. I get it.
You know what? Those tips from former smoker commercials freak me out. we've got Channel 3 in here, and local channels play those smoker commercials all the time. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it. I've heard it. I'm desensitized enough. All right. Let me have a fear here. All right. I'm not getting anywhere near Maryland. I will say, I did see the statue, though, and of course it showed what they were, you know, what people were up in arms about. It's not bad. They're not going to have anything vulgar like that if it's a tourist attraction and if people are taking photos and if kids can be around. So it's not that big of a deal, but whatever. What do I know? I don't live in Palm Springs. The Harris campaign has yet to respond as popular Twitch streamer Kai Cenat claims he's getting calls about a potential collaboration. If you know anything about Kai Cenat, you know this is one weird collab. The internet sensation from New York City claims that the Secret Service has reached out to him several times about getting the VP on his live stream. He streams out of a U-Haul from an undisclosed location in Manhattan, apparently. I didn't know that about him.
I wonder if he pays rental on it.
I don't know, but maybe. Lord knows he can afford it. The dude's worth a lot of money. He's like one of the biggest names on Twitch, if not the biggest. He's admitted to his nearly 13 million followers. He knows nothing about politics and is not really interested in the matter. Cenat gained notoriety last year after his giveaway at Union Square turned into a riot and he had to pay thousands of dollars in restitution.
Wasn't he giving away Xboxes or something like that?
I don't know, but whenever you get out in a big market like that and you try to give away stuff and you bring all this attention to yourself, it's going to get
hasty.
It
closed the streets down.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. Like, that's why when Mr. Beast does stuff, like on a much larger scale, he's typically like in an isolated spot, you know, because there's people will see you, people want in on that, and it gets hectic fast. A good news story here, dogs in northern New Jersey are safe and sound after having to be rescued from flooding following the intense storms from Tuesday night. An animal shelter on Cedar Lane in Inglewood flooded out, and rescuers were able to get to the animals in time. Water went through cat houses, and dog kennels got a large amount of water as well, but the dogs are staying with several nearby residents. So I love how it says water went through cat houses, but it's just talking about the dogs being animals.
Right.
So I guess that's a cliffhanger to leave tonight's edition of Pensacola Right Now on. What the hell's happening to the cats? I don't know. I think that's a fair question. Hopefully they're doing all right, too. Anyway, good news is, though, the dogs are doing splendid. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now. John, thanks for coming out.
No problem. Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow with me and Bobby Rossi, giving you a rundown of everything happening on your Thursday. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.